Welcome to The Recast, your podcast recapping events at the Claremont Colleges and casting light on student voice and response.
This week, we're going to be discussing Kevin Kwan's interview with Tong King Hwa at Scripps last Thursday.
For context, Kevin Kwan is the best-selling author of the book Crazy Rich Asians, which was published in 2013. In 2018, the film of the same name, directed by John Chu, was released, and according to Vox, was the first Hollywood production in 25 years to feature a primarily Asian and Asian American cast.
We're doing two interviews tonight. One with Christina Yu, a Scripps second year sponsor at the Asian American Sponsor Program, and another with Rachel Lim, a third year at CMC and an active member of the Singaporean community in Claremont.
Hey, Ruji. So what did you end up talking to our interviewees about this week?
Hi, Caroline. So basically, after the talk, there was a super, super long line to see Kevin Kwan. And I talked to Elizabeth Tong, who's a first year at Scripps College, and Brittany Okamura, who is a senior at Scripps College. And they shared a little bit about their experiences seeing the talk, and both of their experiences were quite positive.
Crazy Rich Asians has a special place in my heart. And I guess, like, it wasn't until later in life that I realized I had never imagined, like, a live person movie with, like, an all Asian cast.
As an Asian American, I really resonated with Elizabeth's feelings, but I wanted to dig a bit deeper, and so I asked our next interviewee, Brittany, about representation in the film and in the book. I wanted to know her thoughts on whom Hollywood might have left out in producing a story situated in an Asian American world.
One thing I learned from his talk, which was that this was like strictly for him, which was interesting. So it's not like he like said, I feel like I shouldn't be the one to criticize him for these things, because it was like more of a passion project opposed to like him creating a movement. But I think like the way that it spun and like the effects of it are like really amazing, and he said so himself, he didn't have a lot of creative pull when it came to the movie, so I feel like it was nice to like see that that wasn't his intentions, and so like maybe to like separate the author from like what actually was created.
And Brittany's right. Kwan did mention how private the nature of his writing process was. He told us how he spent his childhood in Singapore soaking in, quote, like a sponge, end quote, the world around him. In the end, he seemed to be writing a story for himself, but in telling his story, he's given so many Asian Americans and Asians around the world a voice and a community. I became curious about the larger response of the Asian American community at Scripps College and sat down to have a chat with Christina Yu.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm a Scripps sophomore as well as an Asian American sponsor for the Asian American Sponsor Program that mentors first years.
When asked about attendance from the sponsees at the Kevin Kwan talk, she said,
a lot of sponsees actually went without our prompting or anything because it was such like a big deal to everyone who was in that Asian American community.
Then I asked a little bit about her thoughts on the film.
One thing that I was really excited about was just to see a lot of Asian Americans being represented in the movie and on the movie screen. And the fact that I knew some of the actors and actresses that were going into it, I was ready to just like support and like the film no matter what happened. I think it was just a big step in general, and it exceeded my expectations of Hollywood movies in that fact, because there is so many Asian Americans.
Sure, it seems like we are to support Asians or Asian Americans in media. Just having Asian Americans on screen playing major roles seems to quantify for a lot of people some form of social progress. But how much responsibility should writers, producers, actors bear in representing more wholly the invisible aspects of the multifaceted Asian and Asian American experience? Is the responsibility theirs to bear? I sat down with Rachel Lim in an attempt to find the answers to these questions.
I'm Rachel Lim. I'm a third year at CMC coming from Singapore. I, for a period of time, was the president of the Singaporean Association. My perspective is going to be very skewed based on the fact that I am Singaporean, and they did touch on this a little bit in the talk about how when you are watching something that's supposed to be representing your culture or your country, you're always going to be very sensitive about it and picky at it. And I do have to preface and say that, like, I do think that Asian Americans needed to have a movie like this. But I think the talk lacked a lot of nuance. I was pretty shocked that in the Q&A session that nobody asked any questions about what true representation looks like. I think a lot of Singaporeans felt like, I mean, obviously it's again nuance, like not all Singaporeans are going to agree with me, but that Crazy Rich Asians was a win for Asian Americans, and not even all Asian Americans, but it wasn't a win for Asians. It was taking an Asian American story and putting it in the context of Singapore while not really representing what Singapore is in terms of representation of our indigenous population of Malays, of the huge population of South Asians, especially Southern Indians. And sometimes you hear the argument like, well, this isn't supposed to be representing Singapore. This is satire. It's only meant to represent part of the Singaporean society, the rich part. But that is creating a stereotype too, that the rich part of Singapore is only made up of East Asians or Chinese.
I was really grateful that Rachel was willing to share so much about Singapore. Akshay Chika is a sophomore at Harvey Mudd College from Singapore who unfortunately wasn't able to make it for an interview. And he was also disappointed by the representation of South Asians in the film. But I also thought back to Brittany's point. It didn't seem to be his intention to necessarily create a stereotype. If anything, Kevin Kwan said in his talk that each character in his novel corresponds to a person in his life. I talked more to Rachel about the quality of autobiography in his book.
Autobiographical from a time when he was like 10 or 11. Yeah. Like he said at one point, like, oh, I think it was a good time for me to have left because I was old enough to like understand like Singaporean society. And like, okay, I'm not trying to police your Singaporean identity or your experience. Like everybody's entitled to their own experience, obviously. But you wouldn't say, you grew up in California, would you say that at 11 years old you understood American identity or like Californian society?
She has a point. I wouldn't say so. But I think from the way Kevin Kwan described his writing process, it seemed cathartic for him to write Crazy Rich Asians, to write what he remembered from his childhood. And I think he definitely had the right to throw in some fictive constructions of Singapore of whatever he remembered. But now that his book has become a major film, this whole Crazy Rich Asians thing has become a phenomenon. And phenomenon might even be an understatement for the Asian American community. I think Rachel's viewpoints really made me ponder the representation Crazy Rich Asians owes to the citizens of the backdrop of its story. I want to end the episode with Rachel's book recommendations, specifically books she feels are more thorough depictions of Singapore. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode, and we'll catch you next time.
I read State of Emergency, which I really liked, by Jeremy Tiang, T-I-A-N-G. It's like an intergenerational novel. If you've read or heard of Pachinko, which is a really popular novel about Korean immigrants in Japan, like State of Emergency kind of takes a similar format, but it's a lot shorter. Ministry of Moral Panic is a collection of short stories by Amanda Lee Cole. I think that's also a nice book, but it's maybe a bit more like niche. I don't know like how non-Singaporean readers would respond to it. But a non-fiction book is This Is What Inequality Looks Like by Teo Yu Yen. She's a professor at NTU, which is one of the Singaporean universities. And I mean, I think it's in direct contrast to what Crazy Rich Asian portrays. It's a story about what inequality in Singapore looks like.
Once again, it's Ruji Yu for The Student Life. It was a great honor interviewing everyone for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to catch you next time.